Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a show my husband was watching. It's called Beat Bobby Flay. And Bobby Flay is a fantastic chef. And I guess other chefs, who are also professional chefs, try to make a dish. They compete against each other to see who's going to go up against Bobby Flay. And it could be a pastry dish, it could be an ethnic dish, vegan. And so yesterday I was watching an episode where they had to make a vegan Philly cheesesteak. Now this caught my eye. Philly cheesesteak is probably one of the most un-vegan meals out there. And it was fascinating to see how they were able to make it vegan. Now, what is a vegan? People mix up vegan and vegetarians. Vegetarians do primarily vegetables in their diet, avoid meat, but some may include eggs and other things. A vegan is a lot more strict. They avoid anything that comes from an animal. So meat, dairy, eggs, even honey. Because honey comes from bees. They'll also avoid animal-derived products like leather, and if possible, products tested on animals. That's according to the Vegan Society. So being a vegan is a way of life and a respect that they have for animals. Now, somebody could say, well, vegetables have pesticides and you're eating something that killed insects, but you know, look, cut them some slack. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to eat anything. And I don't mind vegans. I know a couple vegans. I respect them wholeheartedly. I couldn't do it. Now, I like my meat, and I love being around vegans because more meat for me. So, you know, if they get something on their plate and, you know, I don't know, like a surf and turf, and they don't eat either the surf and turf, I get a second meal. So it's kind of nice. So I respect vegans for what they do. But how do you make a Philly cheesesteak or a sausage pizza or anything of that nature vegan style? Well, the first question I had is, what are you doing for meat? Well, for meat, there's a lot of alternatives. And I told my husband, I bet they're going to do like mushrooms. They'll probably use like a portobello mushroom or shiitake mushroom or something like that. Now, I don't like mushrooms. I have a very difficult time eating mushrooms. Probably because I know it's a mushroom. I know it's a fungus. I don't like the taste. I'm not a big fan of the texture. But that was what they used. Both of them used mushrooms, different types of mushrooms, to give it that. Because if you're going to substitute something for meat, okay, it can't be crunchy. It has to have a texture. One of the reasons why we as humans eat meat, right, it's not so much because we want to get our essential amino acids and our B12 and other things like that, but it's because we want to chew, tear, shear, grind. That's a very strong animalistic instinct. Now, yes, you can gnaw and chew on a nice hearty carrot, but it doesn't satisfy us like tearing into a piece of meat. I know. I'm ready for some steak. I can't. I know. I get to have steak tonight. I'm so excited. I got family in town. So where do they want to go? They want to go to a steakhouse. I'm excited about that. But anyway, neither here nor there. So when you are trying to make a vegan dish and trying to move vegan or even vegetarian, what can you use that has that sort of a texture? Mushrooms. Tofu, you could also. What's interesting about tofu is it absorbs a lot of spices and marinades, so you could make some pretty dang tasty tofu. Now, tofu comes from soybeans, and so soybeans and soy proteins are another food source that you could use to try to make something meaty. Soy could be in a cutlet form, minced balls, tofu balls, things like that. And so a lot of people will actually make tofu sort of meat dishes that look like meat. I mean, if I ever did this for my kids, I just wouldn't tell them. Tempeh, I have never worked with that, but it is supposed to be very delicious. It's a traditional Indonesian food, according to ProVeg International. Similar to the production of cheese, it uses bacterial cultures to break down the protein. It's a fermented soybean. And it contains 20% protein on average, high fiber content, so pretty healthy stuff. There's also seitan, which is the protein contained in wheat, kind of similar to gluten. So you can actually work with that and make something similar to meat. There's green spelt and oat flakes and black beans and chickpeas and pea protein. So there's other things you could do. Now, but it looks like some of these meat dishes, what they'll do is they'll take advantage of mushrooms and tofu, seems to be the most common. Now, how did they make the cheese? So both of them, Beat Bobby Flay and the other one, I think her name was Rachel, she actually runs a vegan restaurant, they used cashew milk, or it's called cashew cream. Raw cashews, you could soak them. And then you could make a soft puree liquid. You might have to add a little bit of yeast, and now you can make a creamy sauce. And so oftentimes they'll use a cashew cream. And for those of you who are vegan, I'd love to hear your recipes and what you do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But when individuals are making vegan pizzas, vegans are making vegan pizzas, you could do that. There's also, they say, if you want to make homemade Parmesan cheese, PlentyVegan.com says nutritional yeast will be a stand-in for Parmesan. They blend it with nuts and spices, just like cashew cheese. You add spices. Can also add, I think, avocado, sweet potato to make a cream. So let's say, like, I like pesto pizza. And, well, no, okay, that's not really avocado. Never mind. But, you know, guacamole is very creamy and cheese-like if you don't add the cheese. Yeah, I know. I'm going to have steak tonight. I'm sorry. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every year or two, we hear that something we commonly do at either a hair salon or at home to make us feel good about how we look can be dangerous, possibly deadly. And I hate these stories because I do a lot to my hair. Now, I was born blonde, and then it just got darker and darker and darker to now nobody would even believe me that I'm a real blonde. So I have had to, over the last few years, dye and bleach and frost and pray to try to, you know, claw back to my blonde days. And it's been tough, and I'm so, so grateful to my stylist, Jerry, who is, he is an artist. He's a god. And I'm so grateful for him. And the products he uses are extremely, extremely safe. But we, however, hear of these cases where, sadly, things have happened to people, and I just want to make you aware. So there was a case study where there was a woman, I believe she was a Tunisian woman, who had a Brazilian-style blowout done where it takes curly hair and makes it straight temporarily. Sometimes it can last a good few months. Sometimes it doesn't last that long. And she suffered 3 episodes of acute kidney injury. And the doctor linked it to her hair straightening sessions in June of 2020, April 2021, and July of 2022. She had no prior health issues, no prior issues that could have put her at risk for kidney disease like high blood pressure or genetics. But after she had her session with her hair, she would get vomiting, diarrhea, fever, and back pain. Now, another, to me, red flag is she started to burn on her scalp. She would get ulcers or sores on her scalp after going through the procedure. Okay, that's a sign. You know, some of you have told me you itch after you get your hair dyed or you go through a bleaching treatment. For the love of God, check your liver, check your kidneys. Make sure you're not having an allergy, okay, because itching is not, oh, I got a little rash or I used a bad fabric softener. Itching could be a sign of something systemic. So we don't mess around. Anytime you have an itchy scalp or something that happens after a chemical exposure, you got to check your liver, your kidneys, etc. So doctors found that she had abnormal kidney function when they found elevated creatinine in her blood. Creatinine is a byproduct that comes that gets filtered out from the kidneys. And so you're supposed to have levels in a normal range. When those levels rise, it means your kidneys aren't working. It means your kidneys aren't filtering properly. She lived. She had no signs of infection, but they figured out that it was a cream they used for hair straightening that had glyoxylic acid. The doctors thought that this not only, you know, burned her scalp, but also absorbed through the skin and then caused kidney damage. Now, one of the reasons why somebody would say, well, why is that in there? Well, if you remember a few years back, the FDA, I believe, worked to ban formaldehyde. Many of these hair straightening procedures or other things we do to our hair had formaldehyde. Well, formaldehyde is dangerous. And so the glyoxylic acid, I think, has been a recent substitute. But when you substitute one chemical for another chemical, it doesn't mean it's 100%. So these Brazilian blowouts, we are talking about Brazilian waxes. No. These were blowouts. This is above the waist type stuff we're talking about, people. A Brazilian blowout is basically where you take hair that's frizzy or curly. And I got to say, some people have beautiful curls. I don't know why they would get rid of them. You know, the curls are amazing. But I get it. I manually straighten my hair with a hair straightener because my hair will get frizzy. And so I do straighten my hair. The problem is because I don't chemically straighten it and I use heat, heat could cause break off and damage to the hair as well. So I have to use it very gingerly and not as aggressively because it could hurt my hair. But a Brazilian blowout is a chemical way where it kind of seals a solution around the keratin. It used to use formaldehyde or formaldehyde-like chemical. We use then a hot iron, and it's a type of, you know, way to make your hair beautiful, long, straight, even though I think curly is beautiful as well. And the FDA has been considering banning some of these hair straighteners. So when you see something like this, your next question is, well, Dr. Dahlia, what else could hurt my hair? What else could be dangerous that we use on our hair? Well, there's a few things I notice, and maybe not so much dangerous, but there's a lot of things we could be doing to our hair that could be causing medical issues. One is we're putting a lot of chemicals on our hair, and we could be absorbing those chemicals, which could affect our fertility, could affect our weight, could affect our metabolism. In fact, there's been some, there was a straightener product linked to uterine cancer. And so you need to be really, really careful, you know, on protecting your scalp and not, you know, and once in a while is, you know, usually not that unsafe. But if you are, you know, in the media, in the movies, in the public eye, and you want to always keep that look, you could be looking at multiple and then cumulative possible chemicals. I don't like the direct extensions. When you add direct extensions, I've had a lot of patients with traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is where you have so much pressure on your hair that it starts to hurt the follicles and you start to get bald spots. I don't mind you adding in extensions that are not tight. There's also throw-on extensions, wigs, extra hair buns, and those little, like, those ponytails. There's lots of things you can do to add on to hair. I love extensions. I think they're fantastic. But be very careful with the ones that are tight, that are put in tightly, because those could hurt you. We spoke about parabens. Parabens are in our shampoos, our conditioners. A lot of men are exposed to these as well. They could also cause hormone disruption, skin irritation. There could be possible carcinogens. The sulfates are in a lot of shampoos. You got to be careful. There's ammonium lauryl sulfate. In order for you to have a product that gets rid of dirt, you know, and it gets rid of it, it has chemicals in them. You're not just using soap and water. I know you think shampoo is soap, but read the ingredients of your shampoos. So just to quickly summarize, there's sulfates, there's parabens, silicones, mineral oil. Mineral oil, you know, is something that you would think is more, you know, I like mineral oil in terms of using it as a laxative, but sometimes that can actually, you know, be something that you don't want to absorb. Coal tar, phthalates, alcohols are drying agents. Of course, our dyes can cause skin irritation. The certain fragrances could affect you as well. The paraphenol anandamide, that can cause UV sensitivity and skin irritation. When you use hair dye, you could be at higher risk for skin cancer. Not all of the hair dyes. Talk to your stylist about that. But be very careful because you're putting on a chemical and now you're attracting the sun. How many of us use sun in the 80s and 90s to make our hair lighter and give us highlights? I did. I tried to use lemon, but sun worked better. And sun was a bunch of chemicals that you would spray into your hair, you'd go out to the sun, and then your hair would lighten. Now, I didn't turn blonde. My hair turned really orangey. But it was chemicals that reacted with the sun. Well, you get these chemicals on your scalp. You know, you don't really want to concentrate any. You don't want to be a magnifying glass for sun. There's polyethylene glycols. There's triclosan. Triclosan is a hormone disruptor. Retinyl palmitate, benzene. We don't want benzene. And benzene is a dye solvent. These are things that could be in our dyes. Let me give credit to Chris. This is called consumernotice.org. Resorcinol. That sounds to me like an alcohol, but it's a bleaching agent. Selenium sulfide is a known carcinogen. So Consumer Notice is giving us a warning that many of our hair products could have things in them that could get hurt. Another thing that I think people do is wash their hair too often. I mean, every time we're in the shower, we wash our hair. I don't hear of a lot of people using shower caps. Maybe start to look at the shower cap again. The shower cap, your scalp makes oil, and it makes oil because it's trying to do a barrier and protect the scalp, protect your head. Now, please don't go for weeks without washing your hair, but there's a lot of evidence to suggest that if you keep washing your hair every day or religiously washing your hair, you'll dry it out and be prone to more sort of skin irritation, breakdown in the scalp, and then you could get things that get into your scalp. Just because you wash your hair doesn't mean you're making it sterile. But you wash your hair and you start to get cracks in the skin and larger pores, that can unfortunately lead to other issues. So maybe, you know, talk to your stylist or your medical provider about how often you should really wash your hair. But I don't think it has to be done every day. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update. A panel of United Nations nuclear weapons experts will not be continuing their annual reviews of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That after Russia vetoed a measure seeking a continuation of the UN's annual review. China abstained from the vote. Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump speaking briefly to reporters afterward, saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested this thug.
The man accused of fatally shooting Dillard has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. So there's a website called BidenMart.com. I gotta say, my medical background was preceded with my marketing background and PR background, which I still use, throughout my practice in media. And so I love to watch voter psychology. I like to see campaign marketing. When I see a PR mess, I call it out. But this is pretty savvy. The Trump team has opened up a website. It costs money to do that. Called BidenMart.com. Actually, it's a super PAC supporting President Donald Trump. And what it does is it allows you to compare grocery prices from the Trump days to the Biden days. And when you go on it, it's interactive. So you could click on items, vegetables, meat, fruits, etc., eggs, and see what percentage and what prices went up. So you like pretend you're going grocery shopping, click on what you need and how much it's going to be. Now, some sites have said the grocery prices have jumped 25%. I've seen 50%. I've seen 100% for some items. Other items I've seen gone down. But for the most part, it is ridiculous the size and what's in my bags when I go home and what I spent on it. So it's called America's Grocery List 2024. It has Biden pointing to the store sign that says Biden Mart. Okay. And it says putting food on the table has become harder than ever thanks to Bidenomics. As costs for everyday items continue to rise, American families are struggling more and more to foot the bill. So they say check off the items from the list below to compile your weekly grocery list and see how much more expensive your bill has become under Biden. So let's say I want to buy a 2-pound bag of apples. They said it was $3.50 under Trump, but it raised 79.43% to now $6.28 under Biden. Now, mind you, apples, this is not necessarily apple season. But they're saying same time, same, you know, if I'm assuming this is scientifically done, where they're looking at the month or the end of March, that kind of thing. Boneless chicken thighs. I buy those a lot. I love cooking with chicken thigh meat. I know they may be more fatty. I think thigh meat tastes better. It's my favorite part of the chicken, the thigh. I used to like the drumsticks, but there's more meat on the thigh, and I could do more. I could cook more, especially when they're boneless thighs. And they have more vitamins than white meat. But, yeah, they are more fatty. It was $3.61 a pound under Trump. 70% increase to $6.11 under Biden. What about ribeyes? Ribeyes, they say under Trump, was $8.86, now $15.51. Watermelons, $4.14 up to $6.65. So when you look at this, you could take a look. Let's say you want to buy some coffee, you want to buy some eggs, you need some butter, you need a block of cheese, you want to get a gallon of milk, you want to buy 2 pounds of ground beef, 5-pound bag of potatoes, maybe buy some onions and some ice cream. When you take a look at your grocery list, I don't know if it adds it all up for us. Yeah. No, that doesn't make sense. It says this is only $32 under Trump, $48 under Biden. No, you know what? Okay, all right, I didn't put any expensive food stuff. I did a block of cheese. Now let me get some meat in there. Let me add some skirt steak. And let me add some zucchini. All right, now we're looking at $61. Although I don't believe this in terms of that, because if I bought all that at my local grocery store, I would easily be at $100. Ground beef, potatoes, ice cream, onion, steak. So interesting interactive tool. But what I like about, what I think is smart, when we talk to a voter or talk to a patient or talk to a client, is one marketing real savvy technique is incorporate the person you are marketing to into the marketing scheme, shall we say. Okay, let's say you're a patient. And I am trying to encourage you to get a mammogram or get a colon cancer screening. I could say, go get a mammogram, go get a colon cancer screening. You might walk out of there saying you're out of your mind. I don't want to get those done. Uncomfortable. But if I let you take part in the decision. And I say, look, you know, is colon cancer in the family? Yeah. No. What are you doing to prevent colon cancer? Well, I'm trying to eat more fiber. Okay. You know, if you had an opportunity to screen for it, possibly find any polyps and get them removed, do you think that would be something you'd want to do? You know, do you want to just, don't listen to me. Do you want to talk to a doctor that's an expert in colon cancer and talk to them about your concerns and see what they want to do? I never ordered a colonoscopy for anybody. What I did is I referred them to a GI doctor for them to get their education, have a discussion, and decide if that's the best move for them. But you don't just tell people what to do. I can't stand that when I see politicians do that. But didn't Biden insult a whole bunch of black individuals by saying, if you don't vote for me, you... I forgot what he said, but it was very condescending. And it you know, when it was, I think, Ronald Reagan who said, ask yourself, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? See, that starts to now... It's a fantastic technique to make you feel that you're actually making the decision. When somebody says vote Trump, vote Biden, that does nothing for me. But when somebody says, you know, take a look at where you're at, take a look at what's going on in your community, take a look at what's happening in terms of academics, in terms of crime. Here's the records. Here are the endorsements. You make the decision. Now, I understand if something's coming from the Republican side, it's going to be biased Republican. If something's coming from the Democratic side, it's going to be biased Democrat. But you know, we have the ability to make our own decisions. There are individuals out there that have done very, very well under Biden. They are going to continue to vote for Biden. That's their choice. This is America. We honor the freedom of choice. You have individuals who love Trump. In fact, I think a recent study said 93% are going to support Trump even if he's convicted and put in jail. People love Trump. That's their choice. Let them vote. You know, we do not, which is why, thank God, the Supreme Court stopped what Colorado did, we do not limit an American's ability to make a choice. Well, what we'll do is we'll remove them off the ballot so then that person can never run for president. Trust me, no Democrat or Republican ever wants any state having the ability to, at a whim, decide to take somebody off a ballot. That's not constitutional. Same thing with vaccines. I credit Trump and Biden for working with pharmaceutical companies to make the vaccine and then roll it out. Well done. I discredit Biden for mandating it. I don't know if he knew what the hell he was doing. Whoever told him that it was a good idea should be fired. There's a vaccine. If you want the vaccine for COVID, you have it. But once somebody says you need to get it or we're going to fire you, and for those of you saying that didn't happen, it did happen. When hospitals were told they were going to lose federal funding if they didn't mandate the vaccine, that you couldn't get a job in any other medical facility that had federal funds coming to it. You were screwed. So people need a choice. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, Professor of Radiology, Urology, and Surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last few months, I have seen some social media posts. I have seen some comments online about how they need to work on a Friday and how they need to change jobs. one comment was, if I could paraphrase, why do I have to work? Nobody else is working today. I have a blank boss. And the don't want to say the word on air, but so you getting paid to have a job, and it's a Friday, and I get this Friday, it's Good Friday, and happy Easter to everybody. I understand a holiday, you know, if it's a holiday, but I'm seeing this now even more often than you would think, where you're being asked to clock in and to work for your pay on the fifth work day of a week is considered now evil. And so you hear more and more that people are saying, well, Friday is dead day. Nobody works. They want it off. Now, people are already tuned out. Some don't even show up. And I'm a little nervous about that because, you know, me being in medicine, I work Fridays just like I work Mondays, just like I work Sundays. There's patients. I woke up today and there was a bunch of patients waiting to be seen online. You know, babies are delivered on a Friday. Cancer decides to spread on a Friday. A heart may decide to stop beating on a Friday. And the more we have this attitude of Fridays should be quote-unquote dead days, I think we could get ourselves into a bunch of trouble. In fact, this attitude has been changing so much that there's actually a national leave work early day. It was June 2nd, 2024, which, it's called National Leave Work Early Day, and I think that falls on a Friday. Okay, my birthday's in June. Let me just double-check that. All right, because, you know, I want to know when my birthday is coming. So my birthday is June 6th. Oh, National Leave Work Early. Oh, okay, actually that falls on a Sunday. All right, well then I'm okay with that. Oh, no, you know what? They are going to celebrate it. If it falls on a weekend, you get to take the Friday, June 1st off, or you get to take the Monday, June 3rd off. National Leave Work Early. Now, on one end, let's be devil's advocate. Is National Leave Work Early saying, look, if you guys are going to leave work early, only do it one day a year, okay? Not this every single week, okay? We have a day for that where everybody gets to take off early. I think that's pretty cool. But if we are now celebrating and trying to encourage that people don't work their full shift, that's a problem. Yesterday, we talked about how Bernie Sanders is urging that we have a 32-hour work week with 40-hour work week pay. Now, if you only want to work 32 hours a week, power to you. It's a free country. But don't be asking somebody to pay you for that day you're not there. Now, the average hospital cannot pay to have double staff. Staff who are deciding to take off that Friday and staff that will come in that Friday. You just don't have the money to, it's just not feasible. Especially since we're seeing hospital systems go under now. So how do we reverse this? Is Dead Friday going to now be the way it is? Is that going to now be a thing of the future? When you have congressional individuals asking for the work week to only be Monday through Thursday. And I understand, you know, you could always shift those 4 days to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and have your Monday, Tuesday, you know, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off, things like that. But the most, I guess, companies that run on a Monday through Friday, I don't think America is ready to, you know, be Friday-less. I think when we had the lockdown, the COVID lockdown, it really wasn't a lockdown. It was a mess. And they said those essential workers can still work. Well, those who are essential workers go, but I don't want to work. Why should I be exposed? Well, somebody had to keep the power on. Somebody had to be in law enforcement. Somebody had to be in fire and rescue. And somebody had to be in the hospitals. Somebody had to work cable. Those of you that were at home are like, yeah, I'm on lockdown. And you're on a computer, your lights are going on, you're having food delivered to you. Somebody was working during the lockdown. So my question to you is then, who works on Fridays? Who works on the days off that you're not working? And then where does that money come from? If there's money going to you to stay home for free and you get paid full salary, where is, you know, and I understand people, trust me, if you told me that I could get an extra day paid and I could sleep in. I could lay out and get some sun. That's why I don't have any sun. I don't have time to lay out and get some sun. If you told me you would pay me to sleep in and get some sun, I would lap up that money like a cat in milk. I would, please pay me. Now, luckily, I'm a workaholic, so I would still get work done. I don't have to work on the weekends, but I do. I don't have to work on Christmas. This Easter, I'm going to see patients on Easter. Why? Because it needs to be done. Things need to be done. That's just what you do. So, you know, if you're an employer and you're like, well, what do we do? Fridays. Well, so for us, you know, how I sometimes what I notice, and mind you, I had my practice from 2000 to 2016. So sometimes we'd bring in food. Sometimes we'd let them dress casually, although it's really tough in a medical office because you really do need to be OSHA compliant. You can't be having flip-flops and thongs and things like that. You need to be, you know, wearing, you know, certain types of clothes. If we could leave early, we would. The problem is patients would always call at 3, 4, or 5 p.m. on a Friday. I fixed that by being open on Saturday. So somebody who wanted to be off in the middle of the week so they could take their kids to school and things like that, if they wanted to make up the hours on Saturday, we always had clinic on Saturday. So anybody who needed to leave early left early. But as a medical clinic, you just could have closed early on Fridays. But if you have the type of office where you see nobody's working on a Friday, then what you might need to do is rearrange some of the essential versus non-essential jobs. All right, so let's say there's things that need to be done that don't usually get done during the work week because you're so busy with customers and clients, but there are things that have to get done. Maybe you could cut off seeing clients at noon on Friday and then have everybody do the other stuff Friday afternoon and leave when they're done. I mean, maybe let's say you have filing to do, or you have, copies to make or emails to send, or, you know, and allow. And the funny thing is the productivity does increase. When you tell somebody that they could be off for a certain period of time or leave early, if the work gets done, they get that work done. So when people say, oh, productivity falls, not necessarily. Now, if you say, well, just work for home, you know, for the next few months, I think the productivity on a lot of employers have found productivity drops. But if you're like, look, you know, we need this job done. If you want to do it from home, okay. But I mean, if as long as it's done, I don't mind. You know, if you do these 20 accounts and those 20 accounts are finished, great. Because some people at work are on solitaire or playing Candy Crush or talking. So I think some people could work better at home. But you have to have finite goals. You can't overload them, but they have to be realistic. And your employee has to understand, you know, why. I mean, my staff understood we have patients who are sick. You know, this isn't me being a bad boss. It's, you know, people are sick. They need help. You know, most of my employees at one point or another got sick. Their child would start getting a fever Friday afternoon. So, you know, they need to understand what is going on. I also talked about yesterday transparency. Let your staff see the bills. Let your staff see the rent. Let your staff and say, look, collectively, guys, you know, how do we do this? How do we take time off but still make these goals? I'd love any opinion, you know, any options. And sometimes they really appreciate that feedback and allowing to give feedback. 1-877 Doc Deli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.